Hi, I'm Frank Fascino Jr., and you're listening to Out There with TJ.
Well, I talked to Brandalene Johnson a while back. She's in Traverse City, Michigan, and she's been busy. You know how those psychic mediums are. They're busy. And so she said, you know what, I'd like to get some of my students, TJ, if you don't mind, and we could maybe bring them on, and they can talk about some of their experiences. So we're going to do that today. We're going to try to have three different people besides Brandalene on, Shanda, also Teresa, and Stacy. First of all, let me introduce Brandalene Johnson. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, TJ. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you. It's like I've got all these voices in my head now. I can all four of you on there. But tell me a little bit about yourself again, if you don't mind, for our listeners, Brandalene. How did this come
about? Sure. My name is Brandalene Johnson, and I'm a psychic medium. I'm also a life coach and a healer. But my main passion is finding people and helping them connect with their intuition to help them navigate through their life and create the most amazing life that they can.
So you started doing this not that long ago, really, right? Because you were in Vegas, weren't you? Wasn't that what you told me?
Yeah, it's been 4 years now since I've been in Traverse.
And this was just something like that came to you, kind of pushed you to do this?
Yeah, actually, even a psychic medium, or I wasn't aware of it when I was in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I don't think it wasn't until I came to Traverse City that everything was more quiet and the energy here is fantastic. And then I met my spirit guides and it just went from there. And so ever since then, I've really been sharing all the techniques that I learned with other people so that they could do the same thing.
Now, would you say the people that come to you, are they already experiencing things? Are you taking them from scratch and turning them into like a molded psychic medium? You're molding them?
I get a little bit of both. I get some people reaching out saying, I'm having these really neat dreams or these I hear voices. And then I say, oh, my goodness, you know, let's work together and completely develop that. And then I get, you know, people that maybe do get a reading from me, and I talk to them about, hey, you know, you should really connect with your intuition, and then just all the doors open. So I get both sides, and I love it.
Well, that's cool. And is there anything else you want to add? Because without further delay, I'd love to get to the gals that we have as guests, maybe one at a time.
No, I'm excited to hear what they have to say. I'm really excited. Thank you.
Who would you like to bring on first, or who wants to go on first? Anybody want to volunteer?
No, these three gals. Teresa probably wants to talk.
Okay, so Teresa, where are you located right now?
Hi, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia at the moment, but I'm from Roanoke, Virginia.
And how do you know Brandalene?
I contacted Brandalene for a reading because I have always had like an intuition, a knowing. Things would happen, and I would know about it before it would happen. And so I just contacted her to get a reading, and it just went from there. I just took one of her basic psychic classes, and I have always been the type of person that I would have to, felt like I had to touch the person. And when I took Brandalene's class, she showed a door, and I had to guess or kind of use my, you know, intuition or gut to see what was beyond the door. And I'm like, I can't do it. I have to touch the door. And she just kept coaching me and said, trust and allow. The more you trust your spirit guides and the more you trust your angels, the more they'll reveal to you. So, you know, I went from there and felt like it was an animal door, which didn't make any sense. And come to find out, that's where she kept her animals when she left. So, it was just pretty neat to progress.
So you're like, they consider what, clairaudient? Is that what they kind of term it?
Yeah, I think that's what that is. But I'm noticing now, the more that I'm hearing, my gifting is now changing to where I'm seeing and feeling. So all of my senses are being heightened.
Now, are you working with people down there as well? When you said you're in Virginia and down in what, a Georgia area? So are you helping people out down there?
No, I was down here because of a friend of mine who is actually getting married. So that's why I traveled in Atlanta. But I am planning on moving and, you know, thinking about moving to Atlanta because for some reason, every time I come down to Atlanta, my energy is more heightened. I hear more, I see more. Last time I was down here, there was a girl in a restaurant, and I had this gut feeling that I needed to go and tell her that she needs to finish college. And we made a U-turn, went back to the restaurant, and I was nervous because I, you know, never had to do that before. And I went in there, and I just said, you know, I really feel like you are thinking about quitting school, and I feel you shouldn't. And she about cried because she was battling that, you know, that decision. Should I work? Or should I go back to school? So, you know, I just was being led and was obedient in what I was supposed to do and helped her out. You know, she doesn't know me. She doesn't need to know my name. All she needs to know is she received an answer to an answer, you know, a prayer that she asked for. So that's kind of like what we do is we answer prayers for people.
And who do you think was speaking through you when you hear those things?
For me, I feel like sometimes, because I have faith in God, and I feel like my energy and intuition, you know, flows from my creator and my angels and my spirit guides. So I don't know exactly who it is, it's just I know in my gut, because we're all spiritual beings, and we're made of energy, and you just sense that, and you just follow, you know, with your gut. I can't tell you how many times people have said, oh, I wish I had listened to myself, or I should have done that. I knew it. And if you listen to that, that's your intuition telling you and warning you, don't do something. And then when you go against that, that's when you end up messing up. So if you listen to your intuition, you know, you just can't go wrong.
Do you find yourself then, are you helping people then on a regular basis now? I mean, do you get involved with things more or what?
Yeah, I feel like I do. Sometimes it could just be a word. It could be a touch. Sometimes I feel like, you know, now I actually heal, too. Not, like, heal or, like, remove sicknesses. You know, I've never seen that, but mm-hmm. I had a who had heartburn really bad, and my intuition told me to lay hands on her chest and her back. And so when I did, I told her, I said, you're going to burp. And within a couple of seconds, you know, she's, you know, feeling a lot better and was healed from the heartburn. It sounds silly, but, you know, hey, she was in a lot of pain, and I was there to help her.
So it's almost like your own form of Reiki is what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I've taken two classes on Reiki. So I kind of know, but with my Reiki teacher, she told me that I know more than what Reiki masters know, because I listen to my intuition, and my intuition will say, lay your hand here, or put your hand here, you know.
Cool. So. Well, that's awesome. And thank you for sharing all that. Do you have anything you want to add, or any questions, or any comments about anything, Teresa?
There's anyone out there listening that's questioning, you know, if they have that, I would just say just seek. And if you ask, you're going to find it.
Just seek it and you'll find it is what you're saying, because you're breaking up a little bit. Is that what you're saying?
Seek and you will find it.
Well, that is cool. And I appreciate. Do you have anything you want to say, Brandolene, regarding Teresa?
No, I guess I just really love being part of her life and watching all of this transition, all of this growth. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. That is really cool. It's good to see your reward for what you've done, and then, you know, both of you, I'm sure, making a difference. So
it's my favorite part. That is my, thank you for saying the reward. It is my favorite part, yes.
And in turn, Teresa is going to, you know, she's going to probably inspire other people, so it just keeps giving, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Who else would like to speak? Who do you want to think we should talk to, Brandolene?
How about Stacy?
Okay.
Hello, this is Stacy Danielle.
Hey, Stacy, where are you from then?
I'm from Midland, Michigan.
Okay, so you're not too far from where she's at.
No, I'm not.
And have you been psychic, would you say, because you're an empath, have you had these kind of feelings ever since you were little?
You know, I think that I did, but I didn't realize what they were.
Okay.
And that's a really cool part of my journey is, you know, I was in the corporate world for a long time, and I felt like I didn't fit in, you know, and I really struggled with that. And, like, I feel so sensitive, and I feel like I don't fit here, and what's wrong with me? I was questioning, you know, what's wrong with me? Well, I met Brandaline online, actually, and she was having her intuition development courses, and so I took the course, and through meeting with Brandaline, I realized there's nothing wrong with me. I'm an empath.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a highly sensitive person, and I also have these gifts that so many of us have, like this really deep sense of this intuition, and, you know, now I'm really passionate about helping others, especially empowering empaths, to realize there's nothing wrong with you. You're not too sensitive. You know, there are things that we can do to really make ourselves shine and thrive, you know, and also to balance that energy. Because as an empath, not only are we empathic, there's a difference between being empathic and being an empath. You know, empathy, caring, and relating to how people feel. But as an empath, we feel it like it's our own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great blessing, but it's a great curse, almost like a curse. And I don't want to say that, but we need to learn how to manage that energy. So we're not just absorbing the negative energy, but we can create boundaries for ourselves, for our own energy, and manage that, and really thrive. And with this gift, this deep sense of intuition and feeling and caring, I mean, a lot of us are healers, and that's what I have found too. I took I'm a Reiki practitioner now, and it's like it's being a natural healer because we know how the other person feels. We can feel it.
And so how do you go about healing them? What do you do when you feel somebody needs to be healed?
Well, for me, my modality right now is Reiki. And also being able to relate to someone, you know, showing others, like, gentleness, being gentle to ourselves. I mean, so many of us are so mean to ourselves. You know, we've got the ego, and we got the tape playing in our heads all the time. And I think that's where a lot of us need healing. And that's also one of the things I've learned through Brandaline's class, too, is think about the thoughts that we're saying to ourselves. Would we be that way to our best friend?
No.
No. You're right, absolutely. And so if we can look at ourselves with some kind of gentleness and some kind of compassion, then I think that's where healing can begin.
So now, do you sense things when you walk into a room? Do you sense things from people right away, or do you kind of have to put yourself in a frame of mind to do that? Or you're always picking up on things?
Oh, always picking up on things. Yeah, just not even realizing it. And that's one thing about being an empath is we don't always know whether the feelings belong to someone else or whether they belong to ourselves. So if we're in a room or, say, a grocery store, or something, like, all these different energies everywhere, and we can feel that. We don't have to choose. We don't have to choose. Like, I'm going to feel it now. We feel it. And so it's really about learning to dial into it,
mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, do you go up to people? How do you, let's say you feel something for somebody, do you just go up to them and say, by the way, don't take the train home or something like that? I mean,
You know, that's not really something that I've done. You know, if I really feel something, I might say, for me, it's usually connecting with a person and showing gentleness. That's where my gift really lies right now. Certainly, if I get a message for someone, it's going to really, right now, it's really along the lines of something that's healthy or not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, relationships. You know, we all have those relationships that aren't healthy for us, you know, and like energetic drainers or vampires,
right.
That kind of a thing.
Okay.
So knowing that and sharing something like that.
So there's a lot of, you know, in this world, there seems like there's a lot of, this world has been about control, I mean, for thousands of years, and we're kind of shifting out of that. Do you feel that going on at all?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness, yes. Times 100, just what you said.
And so part of your mission that maybe you signed up for, and I'm sure maybe all you gals feel this way, we're going to make a difference. We're going to be the change.
Yes.
Just absolutely.
Even cool. you. That's even cool. your part right now is part of the change.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And it's like this keeps getting stronger and stronger. Let me ask you this. Did you, I don't know how you feel about astrological things, but did any of you, Gilly, get zapped this past month? Because I've really been zapped this past
month.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the only one then. Not in a bad way.
Ears ringing, pressure in the ears, downloads. Yes, yes.
Any trouble sleeping? Because I've had trouble, a lot of trouble sleeping lately.
Yeah. It comes along with insomnia.
Yeah,
the only
time
I don't have problems sleeping is when I'm sick, and all the spiritual guys and the angels know, and they won't bother me. They'll let me rest.
Okay. So we definitely...
Otherwise, I'm always awake.
The eclipse has definitely had an effect, and I think also a lot this last month has had a huge amount of things going on, part of the influx of things coming in. Do you ever notice, and getting back to Stacey, and also... Teresa, if you want to add to this, do you notice after these kind of events, does it change you in some way? Are you more open to receiving things?
Oh, I think so. I think we're constantly in a flux of a state of change, you know, and especially when you're open for growth and for learning and the intuitive space. I mean, we're constantly getting new messages and new things that we can choose to carry forth into our life, or we can stuff them away. And, you know, that's where I think a lot of the anxiety comes from, when we're stuffing them away, you know. So I think that the more that we can share, like what you're doing, and what the rest of these awesome girls on the call are doing, is we're sharing, you know,
right.
about this awakening and how we can help each other and grow.
Yeah.
Teresa, go ahead, Teresa.
Yeah, what I'd like to add is I haven't really been moved you know, any spiritual growth caused by the moon until this last time with the eclipse. I feel like I was telling Brandolene, I felt like my path had ended and it was a fork in a road, but instead of taking the fork, I went straight up. And she recalled when she spoke over me, she remembered a vision that she had where an angel grabbed my hand and started pulling me up the stairways, and I'm going higher and higher and higher. And so my path, I feel like, is now I'm where I'm supposed to be in my gifting, but I'm just going to get stronger and grow more into that gifting. But I'm really being pulled to my grandchildren because they're the ones, you know, not just my grandchildren, but that generation. The ones that are, we're paving the road for them.
What they call, yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I feel like my granddaughter with my crystals and stones that I work with and my giftings and teaching her how to meditate, all of that, you know, she's only seven. She's going to grow up and already know how to do that. She won't need to be, what am I, you know, what's my gift? She's going to know because I'm going to show her and let her cultivate and grow into that. So when she grows up and has children, she'll be able to do the same exact thing. And I think that's where we need to be whenever we're around children, you know, is to encourage them, you know, be yourself, you know, don't hide behind the pride that we're taught to be behind.
You're breaking up a little bit, but I think I got most of it, Teresa. I don't know if the rest of you can...
Sorry.
But
awesome.
Thank you very much for sharing that. I think we should probably bring in, is it Shanda? Brandolina?
Yeah, Shanda. Shanda and her A-team.
The angel
yes.
team?
Yes.
Are you there, Shanda?
Yep, I'm here. How are you guys?
Good. Now, where are you at right now?
I am in South Bend, Indiana, right by University of Notre Dame.
Oh, wow. Pretty good place to hook up with angels then, I'm guessing.
Well, at the moment, we have a dark cloud around South Bend, so I'm getting ready to try to find other people like me to work with angels and turn it around.
Now, what do you mean by a dark cloud around there?
There's a lot of negativity going on.
Really? And,
yeah.
And why is that?
I don't really know, but I think I'm going to eventually find out because I feel I'm being pulled towards it. So it's just a matter of tapping in and tuning in,
Now, how did you work with Brandaline? How did she help you?
I was going through a terrible relationship, and I met through her Facebook, and gave her a call. I think I won a free reading from her, and then we got to talking. And I was explaining to her how I used to have dreams of my grandpa visiting me, and she's like, "Oh, girl, you're psychic. Come on." So I got on board with her and took one of her classes, and it's just been amazing after that. It just keeps growing and growing.
And so now you communicate with the angels on a regular basis?
Yeah, I found out through her class that when I learned how to meditate, I have spirit guides, but my angels were reaching out to me, and in one of my dreams, they were like, "Come with me," and I didn't recognize them, and I thought they were some crazy kids. And I'm like, "I'm not going to come and hang out with you. I don't know you. I've never met you." And then when I meditated like a week later, I met five of my angels, my personal angels, and they were two of them.
Hmm.
And so it's been pretty neat. So they mainly speak to me through intuition. And so, like, I'll get feelings in my belly, that gut feeling that, like, "Oh, I don't think I should go there," or they flutter butterflies throughout my whole body.
Hmm.
And then you can kind of, sometimes you can see them in a room with you. You'll see a real quick sparkle, and, you know, we always find feathers here and there in odd places.
Does that have a lot to do with the angels, when you find feathers, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason, and I think mainly because we relate that, you know, when they're around, we feel so loved that the feathers just embrace us.
Now, you said sparkles. So, for people that are listening, if somebody sees, what would they see that could be their angel?
Say that again?
If somebody, you talked about seeing sparkles. I mean,
yeah.
If people see something at night, how will they know it's their angels?
You can see it in the middle of the day. Okay. The thing is, it's just a glimpse. It's not directly in front of you. You'll see it off to the side, and it's just like a quick little sparkle. It's not a glare in the sun. It's just a quick light energy that kind of like, boom, there it is. I've only seen it two times in the 3 years that I've been practicing.
Is this
if I could add to that, for me and my experience, the sparkle is like literally one piece of glitter floating in the room, and then it's gone.
Okay.
That's my experience.
Is this something else you see out of, like, the corner of your eye sometimes?
Yeah, it'll be, like, right there. Like, yeah, you're not looking directly at it because it's a whole different dimension. You can't look directly at it. It's off to the side. Just like when past loved ones want to talk with me, I can see them waving their hands at me on the side. But I can't look directly at them.
Because they say, don't they say that our peripheral vision is really where we can see these things, not so much directly? Okay.
Yes.
So how do you use your gift? Do you use it to help others? Do people, you give them readings? Or what have you been doing with that?
I absolutely do it to help others because I've been able to help myself.
And so if somebody comes to you and says, do they ask you, do you ask the angels, like, to talk to loved ones?
Mainly, a lot of times, that's what it is, that they want to just be reassured that everything is okay. Oftentimes, if it is a past loved one, going through Brandaline's class, I've been able to identify the difference between an angel or a past loved one that's contacting me for the message that needs to be delivered. And based on the priority of the message, I guess depends on the urgency of how I feel I should go towards them and approach them. Because often people don't understand that aspect of the other, you know, dimension.
Right.
And it's hard for them to grasp it.
It's not like that. So, it's not like that TV show. Nothing against the TV show, but the Long Island Medium, where she just walks in with a camera crew and I don't think in real life you do that so much because, one, you kind of, at least the people I know in my own dealings, you want to respect people and not really put them on the spot, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, go ahead.
So angels aren't like that. unless you call out on them and ask them, but your past loved ones, if they have an urgent message for you, they will come and get your attention until you get that message and deliver it.
Yeah, that's happened to me many times. Okay, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And do people come to you and ask about their future path? Do you give them any guidance on that?
Oh, I do have one, and she constantly comes around. She'll stalk me until she finds me. I'll avoid her calls, and it's gotten pretty critical to a point. But when it comes to that, where they want to know what's going to happen with their future, I have to remind them that you're already set on a path, and your guides are there to help you. And so I can give you messages all day long, but you're only going to listen to what you want to believe. And it's best if you call out for your guides and your angels yourself and ask them.
That's a great answer. You know, because what I find, you know, doing this, I've been doing this for quite a long time, and I've talked to a lot of psychic mediums and people that are gifted. And I always like it when you kind of turn it back to the person, because people can become dependent on you, don't you think?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I have, yes. And it's not a bad thing, because oftentimes I just listen. But if they're wanting a reading, I just ask them to listen and answer with just yes or no, if I have more questions, because I don't want to be guided. And I think often a lot of people just want to give you information to guide this, and that's the difference between knowing the psychic and how and their abilities are true or not. There's something else I wanted to say, but it'll come back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to say something? Go ahead right now if you want to speak. Just identify yourself first, please. Nobody wants to say anything?
No, I have something. It just slipped right out of my mind. I do have something.
Well, this is Brandaline. If I could add to the question you asked about what people ask about their future.
Yeah, go ahead.
I always remind them, too, that the future is fluid, that the path that you're headed on right now, I may be able to look into for a couple weeks. Or, you know, I think the ladies remember there was a gal that wanted to know in our group if she was going to get a job. And a lot of us tapped in and said, yeah, you're going to get hired. But things transpired in the meantime, and she ended up being offered two jobs and chose the different one. So we can tap into where you're headed. But the future's fluid. You might turn the wheel tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what just know a lot of people will. We do a talk show on our radio station, not a talk show, but we do every Friday. We call it Psychic Friday. And there's a friend of mine. She actually works with angels a lot, and people are always asking. And you know, you don't want to say, you want to help them out. So they'll call. Well, I have a decision to make, and she'll look at it, and she'll always tell them that, you know, it's not a definite thing. So even what you tell them can change. You can always change. And they really need to take accountability for themselves. It's easy to say, well, my psychic told me today to go cut the grass, you know, whatever it might be.
Exactly.
So, yeah. I'd like to add something, too. You know, we can give them guidance, but they need to realize, too, that they make choices. It's all about free will. Mm-hmm. We can say this or that, but, you know, they have the right or the free will to make those decisions. So if they can change their life, but they have to choose to do it.
The life is not scripted, is it? It's something we kind of have a plan, but do you guys all feel that we can totally change in any direction we want?
We're all co-creators.
So the answer,
every single one of us.
The answer is
yes. We co-create.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and that's the importance of being, like Brandaline was saying, being fluid with it and going with the flow and being flexible with your decisions. And if it's not in a good direction and you feel that, you have the ability to create it and turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I think that's mainly one of the big messages that a lot of us are getting, is that we can create our own, on our own, and we have guides to remind us that. That we have the ability to do that.
So,
and the highest most is that we're always loved, no matter what.
So let me ask you this, because this is a constant battle. I see people going through it. Sometimes I even think about this. We have a higher purpose that we think, okay, I'm on this higher purpose now. But if I chose right now to say, you know what, I'm going to go eat fudge for the rest of my life and stand in a cornfield, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, and I can do that.
You can do that, absolutely. It's what you think about it. If you're thinking, oh, the calories, then yeah, it's going to be, oh, the calories, there's an extra butt there on your butt cheek. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm really enjoying this, I'm glad that I have the opportunity to eat this, then it's a whole different perspective.
So whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
Or if you're eating fudge and you're out in the cornfield or whatever, you never know who you might meet that you are to help.
Exactly.
Maybe somebody's choking on a kernel of corn. You never know.
You never know. You never know. And that was your purpose.
I thought I came here to eat fudge by myself. That's really cool. Because so many people, I think, like I say, we get it in our head that, okay, and we give up our power by doing that, don't we? Well, show me the sign. I need to go this way. What am I supposed to do? And really, it's like it's an open canvas, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think a lot of people have issues with control. Mm-hmm. Because once you realize, if you... allow yourself to let go, and you can't. You realize you don't control what happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about bad things and stuff. You can't control certain things, and if you can come to that realization, like just let go and just go with the flow and allow things to happen, you know, you can, you know, receive things a lot better. But people, they get stuck up here in their head that they don't want to believe or receive or...
Correct. And can I add that there's always going to be a sense of a negative type of viewpoint to it all, or a negative balance to it, and we have to have that in order to know the difference. So we can continue to keep creating the positive aspects of things.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't know the yin without the yang, you're saying, right?
Yeah. Right, balance, yes.
But we live in a world now that, let me throw this at you since I got all four of you on the line. It's like tag team here. So we live in a world that's been, some people would say, for a lack of better terms, dark energy for a long time. But that's shifting, and we are coming into a time of where I think it's going to go from the yin and the yang to where you foresee a time when it's going to be just mostly light or all light at some point?
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we're headed, and that's why so many of us are awakening, and that's why I do what I do, because our energies are raising, the Earth's vibration is going quicker, our vibration's going quicker. If you read into it, some people talk about our DNA is actually becoming more crystalline versus, you know, third dimension, it's becoming more fifth dimension, and so we're shifting, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's Brandaline, right?
Yep, that's me, Brandaline.
Okay, who else is next? Go ahead, just say your name, if you could, and then go ahead and speak.
Okay. I'm Teresa, and to add to the shifting, I can go back to when I used to be a very negative person, and I just wanted to stop that, so I was more aware of things, of being negative. And so I started meditating, and I started using positive affirmations. And once I started doing it, the negativity is still there. It's not like it's going away. It's, you have a choice. Am I going to live this way, or am I going to live seeing things in a positive way? So I don't feel so much that it's shifting. I think it's our perception of how the way we see things is shifting. Does that make sense?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Stacey.
So I think if you know, people who are out there listening, you know, if you can start thinking and being grateful, you know, I picked up a rock, and that's what got me started with my rock collections and my stones, is I picked up this rock, and I said, this is going to be my gratitude stone. And I carried it around, and I said, every day I would say something that I was grateful for. And it took me out of being negative and being positive and realizing, wow, I have a lot to be thankful for. I have a lot to be grateful for. You know, and since then, I've came a long way just from being positive.
That's cool. I've heard people doing that before with the stone. Stacey,
you know, I'm going to add, this is Shanda.
Hey, Shanda, sorry.
And I know that I know Stacy is mainly an empath, and that's the beginning to a lot of other abilities that you may have, and you're the world all around. We're going to start realizing how much we are sensitive to other beings just by being around them in the same room or talking to them over the phone. And it's important for people like her and all of us others that understand the energy that we can feed and how to transfer it into realizing and identifying whether it's ours for sure or another person. And it's, you know, it's amazing that this shift is going to just rise. I don't know the direction I'm going with this now. I just lost it.
I've been doing that too.
Somebody else around is like thinking about me and getting ready to jump in.
I'll go ahead and add to that, Sandra. This is Stacy. Adding to what Teresa and Shanna said, actually, you know, I think it's very right. It's a matter of perspective, too, because essentially, if we don't change, we're destroying ourselves and the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's choosing. It's not that the negative thoughts are gone. It's about choosing the positive, choosing the love, and choosing light and grace. That's what I find. That's kind of my take on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from where I'm at, you know, and the things I've felt and experienced over my lifetime, I definitely feel that there is, you know, this planet, I guess it's been explained to me, you know, every 26,000 years we go through this cycle, but there's been an agreement in place to allow certain things to happen. And we've come to the end of that agreement, 2012. And now the divine feminine is returning. And gee, there's so many women doing this. What a coincidence. And so now the masculine, nothing wrong with the masculine, but they kind of messed things up pretty bad. And the divine feminine is appear to bring balance. And the darker energies, the ones that have been, I mean, they're just lack of light. They're no different than you and I. They are going to kind of be going somewhere else. That's kind of what I see going on. Anybody else?
I think that there's a lot of people that are just lost and they don't know what to believe in anymore.
Okay.
So, also, that's just how I feel. That I, you know, there's a lot of things that people's profiles that go through, people that I may know. And when I look at that picture, I can see the ones that are lost that don't know how to grasp their life back.
And
the light of their life.
Would you say that before we come here, we know all that stuff?
Oh, yes.
And then we choose to forget it?
I don't think that we choose.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're conditioned to.
Conditioned to.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think that we're conditioned to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That goes back to with my grandchildren. They were born that way, and I'm enhancing. I'm trying to let them not forget it because they're spiritual beings. And if they grow up and, I don't want to say anything, you know, negative, but say I put them in a religious, environment. I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm just saying.
That's okay. Let it fly.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I was brought up in church and it was pounded in my head constantly, you know, this. And if you hear this, that's from Satan. You know, and I don't want that.
Well, don't
with
you
my
think?
Grandchildren.
Let me ask you. Let me say this, Teresa. Don't you think, and any one of you that want to answer, the children of today are born with greater awareness?
Yes, and I can see that.
I have to agree.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And some people have called these children, whether it's the rainbow or the crystals or whatever the next group coming in,
indigo. Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
And the explanation for this, from where I come from, is that's because there's more light coming to the planet, and there has been in the last 20, 30 years. And so this is allowing these children to step into this.
Well, with my granddaughter, you know, like I said, I collect stones. And she was sitting on my bed, and we were pulling out stones. And she says, Mimi, where is your aura quartz? I looked at her, and I said, what? And she said, your aura quartz. And I'm like, how do you know about that? She goes, I don't know. I just know it. So I'm like, you know, she's born knowing things.
Right, exactly. That's what I see with kids all the time that just amazes me.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I just pulled it out and I showed her, here it is. And I let her hold it. I'm not questioning why she heard it. I just know it's in her. So if it's already in her, I want to pull more out of her. What else is in there?
Right. How much more?
And can I jump in? This is Shanda.
Sure, go ahead, Shanda.
Mm-hmm. So a good example are my two kids. I have an 11-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter. My son, I kind of felt like I've conditioned him to be a particular type of boy, to grow into be a particular type of man, so he didn't make mistakes that I felt most men do. Now, and I'm a single mom. I have been for quite some time, for 11 years, basically. But then my daughter, who is 2, I didn't know how gifted she was until I started the classes and the course. And then I realized that she has the ability to see that realm as we are in the third, like, mm-hmm. as we are face-to-face. And she can communicate with them. And so that kept me to keep wanting to learn more and more and more so I could teach her not to lose it, to nurture it, to accept it. And then in the process, they've actually, both my kids have taught me that to let them be who they are.
That's
because
cool.
They're already perfect.
Yeah, they're the ones that are going to be teaching us, because I think they're going to be, well, just you can see that they just seem to be so much more aware.
It's mm-hmm.
just coming right in, yeah. right away.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so my son has ADHD.
Mm.
And so I've been giving him mm-hmm. prescription medication for that since second grade. I was against it until I felt the school forced me in second grade and I had no other choice because he was failing. And so I started him with the ADHD medication. And just, I think, the earlier in spring of this year, my grandpa came by and was visiting us, me and my friend. And I can't see my grandpa, and I have a hard time calling him and reaching out to him to communicate with my own family, but I can do that with anybody else, and anybody can call on my family. So my grandpa told me that that it's a good thing that my son's on prescription medication to blind him from seeing that, because he uh-huh. has the he has the personality to attract the negative mm. aspect
mm-hmm.
and not know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's also important for people like Brandaline and all of us who can continue and we can share our knowledge and coach and teach, so we mm-hmm. can teach people to know the difference, because they can mask you and make you believe that they are of good and not evil. They can do that because mm-hmm. they know, they feel that you will accept them. And they want to, like, play games and just have fun. And if they're bad already, or, you know, they're going to be bad. And so I've had a demon in there. And I've been able to kick him out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that I'd be able to go through this aspect if it wasn't for taking the classes and continuing my education in it.
Isn't there a way, Brandaline, or anybody wants to answer this, that you can really protect yourself, even when you're dealing with that, when you have...
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. This is Brandaline. I'd like to add to what Shanda was saying, is that that's what I call a trickster. And especially somebody that's not trained, you can see a little girl in a white dress and she wants to play, you know, she wants to hang out with you, and she wants you to nurture her, and then you think that you're helping this little spirit, and then the end, it could be something that's definitely not a little girl in a white dress. That's why I teach mm-hmm. my students, A, creating boundaries, but B, if you are going to communicate with spirit, one of the questions you need to ask is, do you have the light?
Right.
Yeah.
Because the little girl in the white dress, she won't answer you. She'll be like, well... And then you go, beat it. You need to beat it. And you're out mm-hmm. of your sister, because I'm not even going to exchange energy with you.
Yeah. And I'm Teresa. I can feel the energy. that's happened to me numerous of times, even before I met Brandalene. I could walk into a room and can sense like a negative or a feels like a demonic presence. I can go on and on about some things that, you know, hair dryers turning on, it's not plugged up. You know, I've seen it all. And, I'm trying to remember where I'm going with it.
I want to ask Shanda a question, because this is what my friend here, Debbie, she works with the archangels and the angels, and she said there are things you can do that protect your house, even if you have psychic people in it. You can have the angels, ask them to stand in the four corners of your home. But you also, what I do, whenever I've got a spirit in my house that I think is messing with me, and I'm welcome just about anything in, you know, if it's positive, but I just call on Archangel Michael. And I'll tell you what, these things disappear rather quickly when he shows up.
So my personal experience was, you know, I work strictly primarily with the angels. And I was drawn to a pure artist, because I still do artwork. And we, in the art studio where I was going at, I was continuously drawn to her, and I could not understand why. And I later found out that she actually was becoming homeless, and I was able to give her room and board for a while. So I welcomed her in, thinking that she was, you know, there was nothing wrong with her whatsoever. Come to find out, she had opened a gateway into my home.
Mm.
They masked me, and I couldn't understand why so much chaos was going on in my life. I was back and forth, back and forth. My angel couldn't come and directly tell me, because I wasn't calling out to them, asking them the difference, which is a lesson learned, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so one night, I had a dream because I've been staging my house. And prior to that, you know, I've protected my property with the four corners. You know, you said Debbie did the archangels on the four corners. What I had done was put tobacco, the inside of a cigarette, into the four corners of my property at my house.
Oh, that's cool.
And the year that I did that, tornadoes came through our city, and all throughout the block of my area, all the trees that fell into the street. Nobody's homes were damaged at all, which surprised me, but I also called on the angels, the archangels, to protect us, that if something was going to happen, that, you know, just to make sure that nobody's homes are damaged and that it doesn't harm anyone. And that it works out in the best interest for all. And so, you know, of course, AEP and everybody got their hours in for that week. And, you know, it was time for Christmas, so it was a good time for them. But anyways, back to my story. So I staged my house also. And that night, I had a dream. And in my dream, they told me, don't stop staging, because when you stage, you're attracting the demons into your home. And I woke up, I'm like, this is bogus. Like, I've done this many times, and I've witnessed that a presence in the house would not go past a specific room because there's sage in that room or beyond that point. They won't cross it. So that night when I came back, my roommate was out of town for the week, and she came back that night. And when I came home, my house was full of just negative energy in every direction. So I started staging immediately. And when I turned around, I noticed something behind my door in the bathroom. When I turned around, there's my doorway to my room. And like Brandalene was talking about, the little girl. This little girl was standing there, and she looked up at me, and she was like, she was an old-fashioned little girl. And she's like, what are you doing? And I looked at her, and I said, you need to get out of my house. You are not welcome. Remove yourself immediately.
Mm.
And she laughed. Yep. And so it's the power within you, and you have to make sure you're full of love and light.
Mm-hmm.
But you have all power. You have all power.
And light, you know, regardless of what we hear in our biblical prophecy and whatever, nothing is going to stand up to light, is it?
there's right. many things that'll stand up to it, but nothing can conquer it.
Right. But when light, true light enters the room, darkness leaves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I thank you very much, all of you, for sharing. Now, do you have individual websites if people wanted to contact you? Are you to that point?
I just have a Facebook website.
Teresa does. I can always tell it's you, mm-hmm. Teresa. I know you. I know your voice.
I have the country accent.
What's your website, Stacey?
StaceyDanielle.com.
One more time, if you can. Please.
It's STACIE Danielle.com, and it'll be up very soon.
Awesome. Cool. Well, and Shanda, you don't have anything? Can people find you on Facebook or anything?
Well, Shanda, I do. I have a Facebook, of course. I do have a website that's in process. I haven't logged on to it for a while, but I believe it's Be the Journey.
Okay. Cool.
And then I do have a business page called Be the Journey with Shanda. So,
if you ever get updates on that, let me know, and we can promote it. And then, Brandaline, mm-hmm. what is your site, Brandaline?
My website is Brandaline.com.
Well, that's a hard one to remember. Brandaline, is there anything you want to add? Because we haven't heard too much from you. What would you like to add to this?
No, I guess I would just like to add, I'm super grateful to have met these wonderful women, to see them go from, you know, where they came from to where they are, and to be in their life to see where they're going to go next. My latest passion is to help these ladies get their website, start promoting their business, and start helping them teach us in their area or even online in their own specialty. I really look forward to working with them doing that.
Well, thank you very much to Brandaline, to Shanda, Teresa, and Stacy. Is there anything else anybody else wants to add?
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
You're more than welcome. We'll do it again if you want sometime. I'd love to actually, you know, have all of you on again if you want to do this.
Yeah,
that's great.
And even individually, if you feel my heart and my door is always open, because this is what I do. So I'll put it on my site and we'll keep in contact. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you, TJ. Have a super day.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.